Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been talking about the vice of wrath and also the virtue of peace. And today, we're going to take some time to reflect and pray about what it looks like, what it means to live a life of peace. You know, whenever we are wronged or mistreated by someone else, it typically produces anger in our heart. Where we feel this need to avenge ourselves, to pursue justice, to try to make things right. But if we're not careful, that anger can quickly become an unrighteous anger, where we start to express our anger in the wrong ways, or we start to direct our anger towards people rather than towards injustice. And this unrighteous anger can create things like division and bitterness and resentment in our hearts, where our anger starts to rule over us. Which is why, as followers of Jesus, we are called, we have been commanded to instead pursue peace. I love this reminder from Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 17 through 19. Here he says this: "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for God's anger, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, and I will repay,' says the Lord." Paul says that rather than us trying to retaliate or trying to get even with somebody, rather than us trying to pursue justice, we have instead been commanded to do everything that we possibly can, everything in our power, to live at peace with everyone, even with those who have wronged us, even with those who have mistreated us. And the reason we can do this is because we can trust that God will make things right, that justice ultimately belongs to the Lord. And so I want to leave you with a few questions to reflect on when it comes to this virtue of peace. The first question is this: how does this passage here in Romans challenge your natural reaction when you are wronged or treated unfairly? Do you naturally seek revenge and retaliation, or instead do you pursue peace from God? How do these verses challenge your natural reaction whenever you're wronged or mistreated? The second question is this: how does the quote from these verses, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord," bring comfort and help and help you to live in peace with others, knowing that justice belongs to the Lord, that he will repay the injustice in our life? How does that help us live at peace with the people in our life? Number three: how does practicing peacemaking directly combat this vice of wrath and anger? How does focusing on reconciliation shift my focus away from retaliation? When we are people who pursue peace, when we are people who pursue reconciliation, how does this fight against this vice of anger? And finally, number four: is there an injustice in your life where you need to ask God for his peace to help combat a heart of anger? And what might be your first step towards healing? Is there something that has been done to you, somebody who has mistreated you, a wrong, an injustice that you've experienced, and you need God's help, you need God's peace in your heart to overcome your anger towards that person? What's the first step that you might take that would lead towards healing? And so I'm going to take a moment now to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, Lord, we thank you for the promise that justice belongs to you, that you will repay the injustices in this world, that we're not responsible for paying people back. We're not responsible for retaliation. We're not responsible for trying to get even and make things right. We can trust that you are a good God who has things under control, and one day you will make all things right. And so, Lord, in the meantime, help us to be people of peace, people who pursue peace with you, who pursue peace with others. And I pray that your peace would rule in our heart and our minds, that we would not allow the enemy to have a foothold in our life with anger and resentment and bitterness, but your peace would be supreme, that it would reign supreme in our life. And so Jesus, we surrender this to you. We ask for your help, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.